Friday, July 18th. The first reading from Exodus chapter 11, verse 10 through chapter 12, verse 14. Although Moses and Aaron performed various wonders in Pharaoh's presence, the Lord made Pharaoh obstinate, and he would not let the children of Israel leave his land. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, and then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. It shall not be eaten raw or boiled, but roasted whole, with its head and shanks and inner organs. None of it must be kept beyond the next morning. Whatever is left over in the morning shall be burned up. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and staff in your hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution." Haydock Commentary. The Paschal Lamb prefigured Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us by his death, being holy, set apart, and condescending to feed us with his sacred person in the Blessed Eucharist. Here we eat the Lamb without breaking a bone, though we take the whole victim. To fulfill this figure, Christ substituted his own body, and making his apostles priests, ordered them to continue this sacrifice forever. He came to Jerusalem on the 10th day of Nisan, on Sunday. He gave himself to his disciples on the evening of the 14th, and died at noon on the 15th. The unleavened bread and the cup clearly denoted the Blessed Sacrament, which was ordered to be eaten in the house, or church, of God. So says St. Cyprian. The bread he made his own body. If the truth must surpass the figure, surely the Blessed Sacrament must be more than bread and wine, otherwise it would yield in excellence and signification to the Paschal Lamb. The bread was to be unleavened in testimony of innocence. See 1 Corinthians 5:7. The destroying angel spared those houses only which were marked with blood, to insinuate the necessity of faith in Christ's death. By the destruction of the firstborn, all the sacrifices and priests of Egypt were destroyed. The Jews assert that as their fathers were delivered out of Egypt on the 15th day of Nisan, so Israel will be redeemed on that day by the Messiah, which has been literally verified in Jesus Christ. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry, how he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Haydock Commentary. How truly admirable is the conduct of the apostles, who would not depart from the company of Jesus, though pressed by the greatest hunger and fatigue, not even to take a little refreshment for the body. So says St. John Chrysostom. The Pharisees blame not the disciples for plucking the ears of corn as they passed by, this being allowed in Deuteronomy 23:25, but for doing it on a Sabbath day, as if it had been a breach of the Sabbath. The Pharisees here mildly rebuked our Lord, But afterwards, when he restored the withered hand, they rose up against him with such rage that they formed upon the spot designs of killing him. When there is nothing great or sublime, they are more quiet. But when with his word only he restores health to the infirm, like furious beasts, they grow enraged. So says St. John Chrysostom. Christ shows them that the law need not always be taken according to the bare letter. To refute the calumny of the Jewish leaders, Jesus reminds them of the conduct of David when pursued by Saul, who, reduced to the like extremity, ate of the bread which the priests alone were allowed to touch. Ahimelech the high priest, thinking it a more pleasing sacrifice to God to preserve the life of man than to make an offering of bread. So says St. Jerome. Christ is asking them, if they approve of the mercy of the high priest who refreshed the famished fugitive David, why do they condemn his disciples? By saying he is Lord of the Sabbath, he proves that he can dispense with the observation of the feast, because he is master of the feast. In St. Mark it is written, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. That is, man's salvation is to be preferred to the observation of the Sabbath. The loaves, or bread of the presence at the week's end, were, according to God's order, eaten by the priests only when they were replaced by 12 fresh ones. This offering of the showbread before the Lord was a continual sacrifice, as the Holy Fathers observe, and a figure of a more excellent kind of showbread, namely Jesus Christ himself in the Holy Eucharist.